Are you looking to start a podcast?
Today's a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online.
Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording.
Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world.
So click the link in our bio to get started, and you will get a $20 Amazon gift card.
Let's create something great together. You are now tuned into the Ghetto Games Podcast.
There you go with these sound effects, boy. Be ready.
It's your girl, Nasty Nova.
It's your girl, Sassy Bree.
And Bambina's in the house.
And I have white lights because I can't find my motherfucking remote.
White lights?
I don't know. It's fucking junky in here. Y'all really can't see, but it's a mess in this bitch.
I hope you clean up before I come.
You're not coming up here. Where you going, man? She's not coming up here.
So y'all hanging out without me?
No, she's not. She keeps saying she's coming. You're not coming up here.
I'm coming.
When you go to New York.
No, before then, because I don't want to get stuck in the snow, so I'm not coming this weekend, but next weekend.
No, it's going to snow all January. It's going to be a bad winter.
I'm crying.
I do know. I'm witnessing it. Welcome to hell.
Cut it out.
I do need to say happy birthday to Zena, my cousin.
Zena!
That supports me.
Another Capricorn.
On everything that I do, especially Patreon.
Happy birthday, Zena.
Happy birthday, Zena.
Capricorn.
No, no, it's probably going to cuss me out for not calling her on her birthday, but my cousin will probably show up at
Capricorn
my house.
Capricorn too.
No, she's not.
Oh.
I forgot to give her a shout out over here.
Oh. Say,
it was months ago.
Girl, let's talk about No-No this year.
We'll make sure we get No-No's birthday, okay?
For sure.
So I'm going to, I just want to do that for her. I love you, Zena. And everything that you do, you stay ho posturous and keep giving me them fucking stories, bitch. Okay?
Zena, not ho posturous.
Zena gives me all of the fucking tea. She's the tea kettle and I'm the fucking cup. She fills it up. Okay?
Y'all, can I just say, I didn't realize how many amazing people were Capricorns. I mean, I knew, but I didn't know.
What we're not going to do is sit up in here and lie.
No,
we're not
it's true. Lie. It is true. I saw Issa Rae. Y'all know Issa Rae is the shit. Auntie Mary J. Blige.
She's back on that shit. I don't care what
back
y'all
on
say.
It heavy.
Why okay? y'all say that?
That bitch was not blinking.
She was having a seizure the other day. That whole dancing, she was having a whole seizure.
Y'all are crazy. Oh my gosh. LeBron going. James. It's just too many of us.
You great
okay.
Illuminati.
Mama Tina. Okay.
Tina knows.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Sure is. It's quite a few. I won't go into the list, but that was enough. I can't wait
Nation.
Y'all talking about Auntie Mary.
It's almost our season, y'all. It's almost our season.
Exactly.
The best time of the year. Everybody loves tour season. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, because it's about to get fucking hot.
Yep.
In tour season. It don't matter what part of tour season you're in, it's going to get hot.
Yep.
Cinco de Mayo is in tour season. Let's go.
It's just flowers. It's bright. It's just, you know.
It's everything.
Spring.
Y'all are a trip.
It's everything. I do want to let y'all know that we have a Discord where we can talk to you live. We let our Patreons have access first, but we do want to invite everybody else. The link will be in the bio. I'll make sure I put the link in the bio when I upload this episode.
Just put it in the notes.
Anyways. Go ahead, Bam, because you had some news that you had to call me while I was about to take my fucking ass to sleep at 7 o'clock the other night.
What was about the NFT?
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was actually calling you about. But so y'all know Nas had an NFT, yes or no?
I didn't know.
So he basically said that he was going to give fans about 50% royal rights to two songs And so on the 11th, they were supposed to both come out, and they did. But the damn site crashed because he...
You didn't say nothing about fucking royal rights, bitch.
That's what I was saying. I guess you were sleepy.
No, bitch. You said NFT. He gonna drop 2-3 songs.
He's Girl. Gonna drop 2 songs, the royal rights. But he was basically... It was on a sneaker site. And the shit crashed. They weren't ready for... Like, literally, I guess everybody and their mama was trying to do it. So they're gonna re-release it on the 20th. So I'm gonna try to be ready then. But they have, like... 3 different tiers. So the 2 songs are Ultra Black and Rare. Those are the 2 songs. Mm-hmm. And I guess the tiers, you fall into the tiers based on how much you buy. So mm-hmm. like there's like a gold tier, a platinum, and a diamond. And so, and they get...
How does it work? How does it work as far as the royal rights go?
Well, you buy it. For instance, I guess if you buy that, if you're in the platinum tier, you've bought more than $100 worth of it. And it's $50, mm-hmm. $50 a piece. So that would be buying 2. Okay. So you would be at 0.0857%. That would be your share, I guess, for each of those.
And so is this going on streaming sites as well? And yes. I get part of the stream?
Yes. Mm. Yes. That's why now the shit crashed.
What the fuck I'm trying to get into.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, now that I right there is worth that. It.
If it's fucking fire.
Exactly.
And niggas is like buying it up because they anticipate that obviously it'll be streaming Hard Body, and it'll be on one of his albums too, like an upcoming album. So yeah,
nobody said anything to me about the royal rights thing. You were just like NFT, and I thought it was gonna be like Tory Lanez resale type.
Sheena, that's what I was trying to tell you.
You were calling me at my bedtime. Okay.
Yes, clearly grandma. But yeah, so on the 20th, y'all look for that Nas NFT, and we're gonna see more of these coming up. And I know a lot of people are starting to like invest and expand their mm-hmm. portfolios, like stock in the stock market. But NFTs really, and definitely royal rights are the way to go when it comes to investments, mm-hmm. because that's like lifetime money, really.
Sounded like a fucking vibe to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like they tried to give you I remember seeing an example, and it was saying like New York State of Mine, and if it's streamed, it's been streamed X amount of times, and it was showing like how somebody who maybe bought 1 or 2 of those, if it was up for NFT, would be over a millionaire now. And that's crazy.
Well, yeah, Jay-Z is a millionaire, and so is Alicia Keys. That's a vibe. Speaking mm-hmm. of crypto and NFT, Floyd Mayweather and Kim Kardashian are being sued for, I think, maybe promoting a crypto, I think it was Ethereum Max. Kim Kardashian promoted it, I guess, on her Instagram, and Floyd Mayweather wore his trunks in the Jake Paul fight.
Okay.
And they're being sued by who? I don't know. Because basically they did a rug pull, something that I want to be in on, okay? What a rug pull is,
yeah.
I get people to promote this coin like shit. It gets pumped, let's say it gets pumped to $50 billion. I bought it at 0.0000001, and I have 1 million of them.
Mm-hmm.
That shit gets pumped up to $50 billion. I pull all my money out. Collect my millions, and everybody else is sitting there looking at each other because it's never going to go back up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a rug pull is, and that's what happened.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
So they like, nah, y'all done got us to invest our money, and y'all pulled all y'all money out. So now it has no value.
Correct.
Mm.
And it's not making any progress. So I don't know. I'm pretty sure that they'll be able to get off of that because they didn't say that they owned the shit. They just promoted it. They were paid for a service to promote.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if you can help with this. Maybe we need to try to look for someone who's like a financial guru or whatever, or a trader. But like in general with the stock market, when you invest in a piece of stock or whatever, as the value of the stock goes up, I understand that you're making money. But you know how they be on the stock market floor screaming and hollering and stuff? How do those traders even know what people are buying? Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Well, they have the little ticker chart that tells you that what's going up, what's going down. That's why niggas is not into it, because it's too much.
It's very like, complex.
When you look at it, it's very complex. But if somebody was to sit down with you for like an hour or two and break it down, it's really not that hard.
Okay.
Now, niggas trading on Robinhood, you're not going to be looking at no fucking ticker, because by the time you sell, it takes so fucking long, you're not going to make no money.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's real time.
You got to get on really Coinbase
or
like Webull or something to get it going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because
it's a very interesting thing. I feel like our people should get definitely more involved in it.
But the problem is, when our people get involved, shit get messy, just like this. So,
what do you mean?
Niggas are suing Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He just took a check.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do want to say rest in peace to Bob Saget. It really hurt my heart.
Yes.
I know y'all was sad about Betty White. And what's the other gentleman's name?
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah, I fuck with him too. I was actually sad about that, but yeah, they lived long lives.
He was a
star,
very much so. Mm-hmm.
But Bob Saget was not ready.
No, he wasn't ready.
He was too young. Mm-mm. He was too young.
He wasn't ready.
Y'all were really attached to him like that? Was it because of Full House?
My show, yes.
Bitch, Full House, bitch. I thought I was an Olsen twin, ho.
And they got Fuller House now, where they're older and they come back and do like appearances and stuff like that. So I was into all of that.
I love them. Mm-hmm. Even though they look crackheaded-ish now.
Even the show. What show did Bob Saget have that we used to watch?
America's Home Videos. Yes.
Exactly.
I used to watch that every night at Christmas. I mean, not Christmas, at dinner.
I did. Exactly.
Every night we watched that.
I watched Full House too, but I wasn't as attached as a lot of people seem to be.
No, you were probably a Family Matters type bitch.
I did like Family Matters.
All of them were good.
I liked it too, but she was fucking with Family Matters, and I was fucking with Full House. I was ready for that shit to come on.
Been Black Lives Matter all her life.
Oh, God.
That's what it is.
She ain't black enough. So rest in peace to Bob Saget.
Rest in peace, nonetheless. Mm-hmm. But the point I was going to make is that I was kind of shocked to see how people were affected. So many people were like, oh, my God, my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was our dad. I thought it was my dad for a long time. I didn't know my dad, so.
I wonder how they're going to kill him off the new show. I'll find out. But either way, it was just sad how he died, too. And then, did they ever say how he died? I know he died face down in a hotel, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was given drugs.
It was given drugs, but they said there was no foul play or no drugs.
All the white people, they try to say that.
They do say that.
You know, because Whitney was found in a fucking tub. First thing they said, drugs. Y'all know he was fucking getting it in with that cocaine. He just had a show the night before.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Probably.
Yeah, cocaine, I think he had pills. Talked about using cocaine before.
Ooh.
All white entertainers use cocaine, ho.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you can say that.
Name a white person that ain't using cocaine. Come on, I'm waiting.
I wonder how Uncle Jesse feel about this. I meant to
he's hurt. Out. All of them hurt.
I love him now. I love Uncle Jesse.
He was fine.
And what's his name? Joey. Joey was
fine. He probably felt like Madonna was feeling in that damn video. I don't be knowing where these random ass videos of celebrities be coming from, but they be so fucking random. Like, girl. Did you see that little video of Madonna and Kanye and Julia Fox and I want to say it was Evan Ross?
Oh, I seen a picture.
Evan Ross and who else was in the video? Floyd Mayweather. I was like, where the fuck are y'all at? Exactly.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was just like a random ass video.
I'm just tired of seeing Julia Fox's stomach.
She always has her midriff out.
I'm tired of it. It's something that's just not pleasing to my eye.
Why are you tired of it?
I don't like that.
She looks like a saltine to me. Compared to Kim Kardashian.
Yo.
Kim Kardashian looks like garlic bread and she looks like a fucking saltine cracker.
But you know what's about to happen? Kanye's about to snatch her together.
Mm-hmm. Needs to do something.
I think he's trying to be fucking funny. I'm not gonna hold you.
Because
you went and got this trash ass nigga. What's the nigga that Kim with right now? What's his name?
fucking Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Looking like trailer park trash. So yeah. He went ahead and got the same.
I didn't even think about that.
He went and got the same thing. He said, you don't like that. You don't like that. You don't like this, huh? You don't like this. It don't even look right with me, do it. With your stupid ass. But I'm going to move across the street and we're going to be up in there looking at y'all across the street. Fucking her down with the windows open.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to do that. Not with his kids.
Shit. Little Kanye, you understands.
Little Kanye.
She don't give a fuck. Yes. North.
Them kids are so damn beautiful.
They are.
Love little them. Kanye is North. I want to know how the little boy acts. I want to know what his personality is like.
Well, he don't really talk.
Yeah. They don't have him out there like that.
Mm-mm. But when North becomes about 13, it's a wrap for all that shit. She's going to be on that fucking... They're going to have that show still, and she's going to shut that bitch down. Get that motherfucking camera on my face.
I think they may... It's going to be something different by then. North is definitely going to shut it down because... Mm-hmm. She's already, she goes crazy on TikTok.
She's trying to figure out how to get her ass away from the internet. Yeah.
It's, and her TikTok is popular.
Of course.
It is very popular.
Her, when she Kylie her, was doing shit when she was younger, shit
yeah,
was popular.
She'd be up there with her cousins and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Cardi B and Kanye are supposed to have a song coming out.
I saw some collaboration, something about they them shutting down the Balenciaga store.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, how is Kanye shutting down the Balenciaga store, but it's supposed to be something at Louis Vuitton? Mm. It's a conflict of interest to me.
No, mm-hmm. I don't think that Kanye actually got... Well, are you talking about...
That was a rumor? That was a rumor?
Yeah, I don't think he actually ever got as like creative director or something, because he's creative director for Gap and...
It was something
Balenciaga.
He got, girl.
And like Balenciaga has been pretty much.
Well, they fuck with him. They fuck.
Yeah,
with
they
him.
Fuck with him hard body, and
giving that nigga
and
socks
Cardi.
And underwear and shit.
And Cardi,
oh, yeah,
and
that
and
bitch
Offset.
Got them popping. The fuck.
Yeah.
And Offset too. So they, I don't know. They said it is music though, but they don't know what project it's for. Like, there's no information about that.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Cardi B and Kanye, it could be good. It could be bad. Mm-hmm. It's still gonna sell.
Oh yeah,
but it's not gonna be no Cardi. I mean, Nicki Minaj and Kanye. It won't be.
It won't be a monster.
No, no.
But I'm a real gangster.
And that's the only. If I was Kanye, that's the only way that I would do it. I mean, because he could really do what he want, but there will not be bars like that.
Yeah. Cardi has been in so much shit. I don't even know if she's got time to focus on raps. I didn't even know.
Before we get into her case, Cardi B was, I guess, going through a little situation where rehashing some issues that she had with Offset. Her and Cuban Doll had some back and forth on the internet. Mm-hmm. Now... There was a interview with TMZ and Cuban Doll. I remember when Offset was supposed to be cheating with Summer Bunny, mm-hmm. all this other bullshit. Mm-hmm. And Cuban Doll had spoke to TMZ and said, hey, I never met that man. He wasn't trying to fuck. Never talked to him in my life. That was reposted. Mm-hmm. Somehow, some way, Cardi B said something and Cuban Doll went in on her motherfucking ass.
I was happy she cleared it.
I don't think she cleared it.
Made it clear.
Well, yeah. They went. She did say names and all this other shit, but Cuban Doll cleared the room when she said, "I hope that I don't get married. I hope the nigga I don't get married to cheats on me."
Mm-hmm. Basically, she
can say nothing. Not a motherfucking thing else.
That she gets married to does not cheat on her.
I mean, she could have.
Correct.
That's so normal, though. With being married and getting cheated on. Like she said, she acted like she said something that was, you know,
so powerful.
Life shattering or something. Exactly.
Well, this was the life shattering part. She was like, your husband was trying to fuck me.
Right.
So why you lie in the beginning?
She didn't lie at the beginning. She just said that at the TMZ to cease the fucking conversation. This was just, she
was
laughing
was saying
the whole time.
That Offset is mad thirsty and he tries to fuck everybody. That's the way she was making
you're,
the scene.
You got a thirsty ass husband.
Yeah.
Money and all.
Yeah. And I was happy that she cleared up is because I was very confused about the Summer Bunny thing for a long time. Even when it happened back then, I was like, so wait, was he fucking? I was very confused about how the rumor was about her, but it was going through Cuban Doll. And now I understand that it's because Cuban Doll.
They were friends.
But Cuban Doll and Offset were actually having a sexual relationship. Is that correct?
That's what Cuban said.
That's the way it sounded like.
Yeah.
And then Offset,
you're not
was
about
like,
to embarrass me as my husband being out here being thirsty. If you're gonna cheat quiet, like Jay.
Like that's old news. Next, tell me something recent.
Period.
Well, they made it relevant and recent because they definitely was going back and forth. And I was so confused about why Cardi, but I do understand because it's embarrassing to constantly have it brought up constantly over and over. But I wouldn't, and if you taking a nigga back, I wouldn't even entertain it.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't have said a thing. Wouldn't said a thing.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Now,
do you see where she was talking about? She tried to commit suicide after what Tasha K said.
Yeah,
about her being a prostitute. I thought that was out of all people that you probably would have cared about what they said. I'm shocked that you was gonna let her be your.
Well,
you know,
Tasha K was on that bitch neck for 2 years straight.
Yeah,
every
she
day.
She said she was definitely like. Feeling depressed.
She was saying some truths.
All kinds of crazy shit. She was saying that, because she was on drugs. That's what Tasha K was saying too. She was on drugs and that she said that her baby was going to be messed up, that culture was going to be messed up. That bitch was going in now that I remember.
She was going, no hose bars on that motherfucker. Do you hear me? She made a bag off that bitch. A bag.
That's why Cardi's suing her. I didn't realize Cardi was suing her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's been in litigations for about 2 years.
Mm.
Speaking of court,
mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj case with Jennifer Huff is dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. There was no money settlement. Jennifer Huff backed out of the case.
Mm.
And
that's interesting.
And Nicki Minaj said she spent $300,000 on this case. She wants all her fucking money back. So she'll sue her again.
So wait, I noticed she dropped the case with, you know, that whole situation with them, but I thought there was still a case open with him and the girl.
I don't know.
No?
Probably is, but it's with Nicki Minaj. With Nicki Minaj, it ain't no case.
Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer Huff can go sit her fucking ass down.
She done went
spreading
online.
Lies.
I'm just like, you done went online. You done went on the fucking, what is it, The View? The talk. Yes. She went on The Talk, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And told them people, and you was crying, and then you going back out of it. Is somebody threatening her, y'all think?
That's
is someone
what I wanna know.
Because I don't understand why she would do it
no,
for
bitch,
no money.
No, bitch, because you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed. Because you're lying.
I think somebody told her, like, you're not going to win this, so you might as well just, like, right. Drop it.
That well probably done ran the fuck dry.
Because
when you go to court and you got to keep paying all that money, and dragging it. You paying money every time you fucking go. You gotta pay your lawyer. Hell, when I went to court for that fucking weed charge, it was $3,000 for the fucking lawyer. $3,500, sorry. And we went mad fucking times. I'm like, I ain't gotta keep paying you, right? He was like, if he goes over this amount of times, the second to last time he went, he said, if you don't wanna pay me no more money, we need to go ahead and figure this out right now. Okay. Yeah, we can figure it out. Because I don't wanna make no more motherfucking money. NBA Youngboy actually has some court shit going on right now because y'all know he was out on house arrest.
Mm-hmm.
He put out a song and the
lyrics towards King Bond and them, right? King Bond and
the lyrics was nigga, this that Squid Game, old block pack get rolled up, murder what they told us, Atlanta boy get fold up. Nigga, get your hoes up. These bitches is throwing up green flags. Throwing the NBA up for me. Set you up to bust your ass. And that's probably not how he says it, but I just said it in a monotone voice. But old block pack get rolled up? It's a lot.
I'm like, why are you fucking with them boys? Why are you even doing that? You know that they don't give no fucks.
And so that's when Dirk had made his post or whatever and was like, don't speak on shit that you ain't do. And yeah, he has a picture with King Von's poster. Speaking of King Von, Asian doll got his initials tattooed on her face. I just thought about that.
No,
she had the picture on her arm or hand or something. That's what it was. But now it's over her eyebrow. His initials.
She wants so much attention. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired.
She in the news every damn week.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not for her and that nigga Jack Boy that she don't fuck with, it's her trying to shoot a shot at Antonio Brown or her getting dragged by that podcast that calls black women. What the fuck was he? What were they saying about them black girls? We don't do tar babies. Is that what it was? Or something? It was something to that effect.
Is that, the same one that told her, is that the same one that told her she needed they need to be quiet or something?
Yeah. I forgot what the fuck they were saying, it was in like correlation to tar babies, like black bitches. I'm just saying. Whoa. Let me play my new drop.
Funny, it was right up your alley. That's some shit you would have said. That's why it's funny. I'm a damn nerve.
But you know, they're
drowning in bills,
and I don't mean to call
them
bitches I call women bitches. So I ain't standing in no bad way.
Yeah. That's my new drop. So I hope y'all ready for that one, because I'm gonna be using that motherfucker.
Well, see, and there's been a lot of conversation in general about black women and quote unquote why black men don't want to date black women. And obviously that's a very generic ass, random ass statement, because there's lots of black men who love them some black women who can't see nothing different. The beauty they see, I mean, and I've had like black guy friends of mine being like, I don't know why brothers wouldn't want a black woman. So I know that it's a true thing, but there are a lot of men, black men, who have also expressed that black women, they have different experiences with black women, not very positive experiences. Well, there's just been a, go ahead.
I know a lot of black men just don't want their mother. They seen what their mother went through and they don't want to deal with that or what their mama was doing. That's why you have to watch what you're doing as a fuck when you have kids around you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You have kids around you. Let's say the little boy is 4 or 5 and he sees his mom screaming to the top of her fucking lungs, and he grows up to get a black woman that he likes and she starts to do that. It just triggers. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. My homeboy was basically like, he doesn't understand why it seems like every time a black man gets successful, he does like go get a white woman. Like, are there no sisters that he or whatever? And I'm like, I just don't think about it like that. Like, it's success that merits them to get a white woman.
Well, Kanye said it best. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. I'm just saying. Get down, girl. Go ahead.
I guess there's some truth to that, but go ahead on. Go ahead, Gina. No,
I've dated white women, and I ain't gonna hold you. They not stressful. They're easy.
So black
to
women are stressful.
Mm-hmm. We're not taking no mess. We done took shit all this time. Yeah, yeah. Okay, my ancestors went through some shit.
The,
okay,
we're and not the ancestor blacks. That's kind of the situation. The ancestor blacks was to take the do whatever you
exactly.
want to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You work right. Monday through Friday, leave Friday, come back Sunday with no money mm-hmm. tight. They mm-hmm. took that. Mm-hmm. No black woman today is going to allow you to work Monday through Friday and not come back till Monday morning.
Because we working. I think that's part of it, too. Most of them back then, they wasn't working. They would stay-at-home moms taking care of the house right. and all that kind of stuff. So in their mind, they like, I can't say but so much because he's taking care of the house. I don't got to do mm-hmm. nothing but watch these kids.
Very true.
We not doing that now.
Yeah. I think that's some good points. I don't know. It's an ongoing situation.
It's
an ongoing situation. I'm not saying that, and I'm not going to let you slide talking about some of that shit was right up your alley. I was just letting Bam finish her comments. I don't think women are black women are tar babies.
You was weak. You think black women are tar babies the way you was over there shaking the matches. Yes, you were.
I was not thinking that black women are tar babies.
Whatever.
And I don't think that's what they were saying, but it was in like reference to some. I forgot the actual wordage.
You wanted to say that so bad. You could wait.
I got to find out what the wordage is. Can y'all update the people on Ari Fletcher? Shut the fuck up.
It made me think about, y'all probably too young for this, but it made me think about, I know, it's so funny. Y'all remember the movie Higher Learning?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it was mad people in that movie, like star-studded cast, Omar Epps, Tyra Banks.
You should check out Rip.
Okay, so rude bitch. Ice Cube. Weird. What's her name? Regina King. And do y'all remember after the white girl in the movie, Christy, whatever her name, the actress's name is, got raped by Billy. That was his name in the movie. And he called their dorm room and he was talking to Regina King and he was like, put Christy, put her on the phone. And she was like, Regina King's character was like, I don't think she wants to talk to you. And then he was like, put her on the phone, you black bitch. You remember that part of the movie?
No, I meant every bit of that.
He meant it, okay. And in the next scene, you see Ice Cube and Busta Rhymes and everybody coming to the little white fraternity party to beat him up or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that movie was so good and so ahead of its time, y'all.
So maybe it wasn't, maybe it wasn't Tar Babies, but they don't do blackies over. They don't do. We don't do blackies over here.
Wow.
But it was another word that they used that I was screaming at. Shut the fuck up. It gave me Tar Baby vibes. I'm sorry.
It was really disrespectful and rude. It was blatantly rude.
It was very disrespectful.
And it took
that
you out.
Should not say.
I think if anybody is like really blatant and disrespectful, Sheena loves that kind of stuff. So she just, it's just shocking and appalling to her, but
she
loves
the same
it.
Way. And no, it's something she be wanting to say. That's what it is.
I'm weak.
This is why me and Brie argue. I call that bitch dark meat for 1 year, and she goddamn goes
for
crazy.
For 1 year? Dark my nigga, meat? My phone, my name in your phone was dark meat for years.
No,
okay?
It was not. Yes, it was for 1 year.
It wasn't.
It could have been for a week, and you would have said it was 10 years.
It wasn't you would have on the podcast.
Because
that you
I had a couple fucking, I had,
later.
No, bitch. I had a couple Brees in my fucking phone. I was fucking a bitch named Bree before Bam. So
you could think
you
of
were dark
maybe my last name or something, but you want to put dark
no.
meat in there. Hell, you could have put my first name in that motherfucker for real.
No.
In Sheena's defense, dark meat is the best part of the chicken.
Exactly. I only order dark meat.
It's the most moist.
It is, but Bam, not in her defense, because you know how she is. She's so racist. She can't.
And I don't mean to call them bitches like that, because I call women bitches. So I ain't saying it in no bad way.
Right. I think I'm about to make the clip the last part. I ain't saying it in no bad way. If y'all don't know where that clip came from Chris Sale's baby mama, one of her lives. I need to do this full breakdown for y'all. Did I send y'all some of the videos or did y'all see any of the videos of what was going on?
Chris?
Yes.
No.
Everybody grab a chair, grab something to drink. Do you have to go to the bathroom?
It's like that?
Yes.
Give me 2 seconds.
You guys, Chris Sales, Queen Naja's baby daddy. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you know he has 4 children. He has CJ, which is by Queen. Mm-hmm. He has Blake, which is by a young lady named Piper. He has artist by some white woman. And he has another baby named Roman. And he's like a newborn. He doesn't talk. Artist doesn't talk either. Blake is maybe 3 or 4. He might be 4.
Pause. When I thought Bam had lit a cigarette, I was about to log off on y'all asses. That's what I thought. I was like, she is stressed, Lord. What is going on over there?
No,
go ahead, I'm listening.
She already know. So there's 4 children, all by 4 different baby mamas. Chris, for Christmas, had all of them together at once except for Roman, because Roman's mom wasn't there with him. And when Chris sees Roman, Roman's mom is with him. So for the videos, it was artists, Chris, and Blake. Now, CJ always goes back and forth when it's holidays and shit. He'll come see his dad. Blake lives in Detroit. So when he comes to see Chris, he's there for a long time. And I said in my heart, when I was watching the videos, I'm like, damn, dude, where the fuck do Blake stay at? Because that nigga always there. Mm-hmm. Always. And the rumor was, well, what it seemed to be is that Blake's mama was the coolest baby mama. There was a rumor that she had an issue with Leslie. And she went out there and said, nah, I don't have no issue with Chris or Leslie dating. Hell, Leslie, if you could do me a favor and get my son about them Pampers, that would be great. Ooh. That would be great. If you want to be a stepmom, please get him about them Pampers. Like, I thought it was, I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah. Like, it's time for Leslie, pull-ups, basically.
Get him out of them shits. I want that nigga to whip that dick out and piss in the toilet. Potty train his ass.
Pull-ups.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's, no, not pull-ups. I'm talking about panties, like regular underwear.
Nah, he gonna need to start with pull-ups first.
Yeah, that's what they
I think that's what he's wearing now. Like, oh, he's four. Okay. He should be able to go to the bathroom.
He should have pull-ups then.
Yeah, I think he might be like three or four. I'm not, don't quote me on.
Okay, all right.
Quote me on the rest. So, so Blake is at Chris' house all the time. And Christmas came, all the kids was there. CJ left, Artis got picked up by his mama. Only person that was left there was Blake. And just last week, Blake was at the house and Chris did a video and said, hey, I'm going to Florida. Y'all know Chris is on probation. He's been on probation since 2018. He has to get permission to go places. So I'm thinking that Leslie had to kind of sign his ass off to be with her. Somebody to be accountable for him. So he got approved. He went to fucking Florida. In the video, you see Blake at the door in a pamper with his aunt waving. If not waving, he's just looking. Okay? He's there. He's still at that house. So when he gets to Florida, there's rumblings that Blake's mom wants to know why her child isn't back in Detroit. Because you're not there. You left my child with your sister. You could have just sent my son. What was supposed to happen was Blake was supposed to go back after Christmas. And nothing was done, like, to get him back to Detroit after Christmas. So she gets on social media and goes in. When I say from a 1 to a 10, 10, she's screaming. She knows that his sister watches him. So she says she called Chris. Chris been acting weird. She been texting Chris. He ain't answering the fucking phone. When she talked to him, she said, I'll just talk to Nettie. He said, okay. Nettie is a sister. So her and Nettie get into it. Nettie's like, I'm going to get him back to you, but I'm in the process of moving. So let me move and I'll bring him. It's not that deep. Chill out. Relax.
Her child?
He's good. Yes, her child.
Okay. All right.
So, exactly. Her child. So she's still trying to communicate to Chris. Chris is not responding. Nobody knows why Chris is not responding, but Chris is not responding. He's not on social media. All he's doing is posting his fucking YouTube videos. Do you hear me? He's the working. He's working. He's posting them bitches back to back to back. He getting paid. So Nettie gets on live and is like, I can't, y'all let this bitch talk about me, this, that, and the third. I told her what the situation was. The baby mama said she wanted to fight Nettie. She said, Nettie, when I see your motherfucking ass, I'm going to drag your skinny ass. I'm going to kill your motherfucking ass. She said she was not convicted, but she had she'd been charged, not charged, but she's been tried for attempted murder before and all this other shit.
She said all this on live?
Yes. Yes. She makes more money than all these bitches. This, that, and the third. She want her motherfucking son. So the next day, come back. She gets on live again. On live again. Panting, pleading with her son. Chris drops a whole fucking video like, yo, yes, I should have had him sent back, but I didn't know it was going to be this damn deep. So she went off again. You can leave and go to Florida for a bitch, but you can't bring my fucking son back to Detroit? That's when I figured out, oh, this is about, you're mad because this nigga's in Florida.
That's it.
You're mad because this nigga's in Florida. It was nothing else but that you were mad about him being in Florida. Didn't care if you was in Houston, because mind y'all, this is his first time leaving Houston in about 3 years. Can you imagine being in one place with kids around you all day? You never have no freedom. And you're a man.
Woman or man. Hell no.
Yeah, not as
So she's tight. She done called his mama a bitch, his grandma a bitch, his sister's a bitch. They have a sister named Mercedes that lives in Detroit. Mercedes said, drop the address. I'll pull up on you right now. You think she dropped the address? Nope. Claim she came to social media because that's the only way that she can get their attention.
Oh, wow.
So So, I mean, she does this back to back to back. Apparently, she's talked to Chris's grandma and Chris's mom, and the grandma was like, we're going to get your son back to you if you can just calm down. Mm-hmm. Next couple hours later, she gets on fucking live and is calling the grandma a bitch again. So the grandma calls back. The grandma texts her in the middle of the night. Since I'm a fucking bitch, you can come pick your son up from the police station. Since I'm a bitch, like, I'm trying to help you out.
See, this is where I hate these stories, when they go left and when the child seems to be punished for all the adult messiness.
I agree.
Because it's now the grandma is like, yeah, you need to come pick your child up from the police station, because you're not about to be calling me a bitch and I didn't do anything to you.
Exactly.
So exactly. I understand that, you know, the boy was left with his aunt, which, to be honest, the aunt watches him while his dad is home. Chris pays that girl $1,000 a month to watch the kids when he wants to go do things that he wants to do. Bitch, you know your child was with that girl. You need to be nice. You need to be nice to the person that has your fucking child.
That's true.
Because, I mean, if she had a bad heart, boy, that little boy would have turned up dead. Girl. You see what I'm saying? Which is fucked up, but let me continue. So she gets on. So this was, the child was supposed to be back on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Today's Thursday. So Wednesday comes, and that's when she says, oh, I got to, they talk about me picking up my son from the fucking police station, this, that, and the third. I done contacted Houston Police Department, and they told me that I have to come there, provide a birth certificate for my son, and they'll get him out of the home. But sorry, I messed up. She said that before they even said anything about the police station for her to be able to get her child out that home. She don't even know the address to where her child is at. You got the game fucked up. Definitely. Who is sending their child somewhere and don't know the address of where they at?
Somebody who ain't never had to worry about it. Mm-hmm. She is way too relaxed about where he's at to be acting this way about him not being home yet.
So she goes and says, I ain't got no lighter.
It's the wave of the match for me. And when you're done,
real intently.
So she goes and she decides to get on there and just start telling people that she's going to sue Chris. I'm going to sue Chris because you don't do shit for my son. You don't buy my son shit. You don't buy my son clothes, this, that, and the third. So I'm thinking in my head, well, if your son been with him for a month, what has he bought your child? Because he had to feed the nigga.
Had to.
He had people to buy him Christmas gifts.
Say stuff without thinking. That's what it is.
And she said, you know what? And them videos that you got of my son, I want a percentage of that in Blake's bank account, or I'm suing in the morning. I'm suing you and Leslie. So you want to sue your baby daddy because he wants to make money to provide for you, his child, with you.
It was all good just a week ago.
It was all good just a week ago when you was having your break. When you was having your break from your kids, because she has a daughter too, and apparently she was with her daddy. So Chris gets online, and he airs that bitch out in the most calm, serene, irritated way. She was a one-night stand. She got pregnant. He went to Detroit for Mother's Day. One-night stand. She got pregnant. She told him she was pregnant. He said, get an abortion. She said, I'm going to do it in the morning. She texted him a couple days later and said, I didn't get the abortion. He said, why? He said, I need the money for it. He sends the money. She doesn't get an abortion. Chris finds out about Blake when he's 2 years old because the best friend is like, I think this is your fucking baby. He sends pictures. He contacts her again. Yeah, this is your kid.
So she didn't even tell him no more. After she didn't get the abortion, she never reached back out to him to talk to him anymore about this. Oh, wow.
No. Okay. She told him that she needed money for an apartment because if she had an abortion, she would have to leave her mother's home. But she's screaming, I got two motherfucking jobs. I get paid 6 times a motherfucking month. This, that, and the third.
Where's she working? I need to go there.
This is where I'm about to fucking go crazy. if you work two jobs, why you didn't get on an airplane to go get your motherfucking kid? Why are you on live talking to people that you don't know about things that they don't give a fuck about? You're just pure entertainment. If you were really
thing about,
if you were really, really, really stressing the fact that you wanted your child, it wouldn't. I wouldn't give a fuck about no job. And you getting paid six times a month. You balling. You got more money than him. He's a broke ass nigga. Go get your child.
Exactly.
What's the problem? Exactly. Go get your child. Y'all gonna catch me on live on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're on your way to Houston to go get my motherfucking child with the birth certificate. Bitch, his address is every fucking where. Everybody and their mama know the fucking address. It's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
He does fucking, he rides up and down the street on a dirt bike. All you gotta do is get a crossroad. He puts his house numbers all, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
We can pull up there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? So, she had me tight. I understand that she was angry, but that's not how you act.
No.
I'm sorry.
Not at
I'm
all.
Sorry. There's no way. And fuck. Talking about some, her best friend will get on live. Best friend, you need to come on because we need to go to Houston. Ain't no best friend, bitch. You did all that popping of that shit. Talking about some, you gonna drag that little girl. Go get your baby. It's me and a pistol. I'm going. I'm gonna be kicking the motherfucking door down like 007 in that bitch. Give me my fucking child.
It's social media, though, y'all, because a normal person would not respond the way that she did if we didn't have all this social media shit.
Yeah, of course.
Like, of course. She would have called. She would have got the address. She would have acted sane. There have been so many times, like, that I have traveled back and forth from New York to North Carolina as a child, and I was with people that I didn't originally leave with, family members and things. Like, I remember specifically one time I was in New York and I did not have a way back here to North Carolina. But one of my cousins was driving to Greensboro. Now, where I went to high school with in North Carolina at that time was 4.5 hours away from Greensboro.
Yeah,
but she was coming to Greensboro. My ass came to Greensboro because my grandmother was insistent that I come on from New York. She probably did throw a fit, but my grandmother then, actually my cousins ended up driving to Greensboro, and then I was brought down to Greenville, and then my grandmother came and got me. The point I'm making is that arrangements were made. Yeah. So, you know, even if you couldn't come to Houston right then and there, you could make arrangements to get your son back. Like, ma'am, you did all of that for attention.
And then she said, it wasn't for attention, because she got her son back today.
Mm-hmm.
His grandfather dropped him off with her sister.
Mm-hmm.
So she was never picking him up anyway. Mm-hmm. She at work on live. It's fucking healthcare calls going on in the background. I'm like, oh, bitch, that's HIPAA law.
Violating.
You're going the fuck down. You're smoking.
Let somebody
weed.
Recognize their name.
Oh yeah, probably about to lose her job.
Yeah, you're about to lose your job because you're going crazy.
Well, she clearly plans to be a YouTube. She's planning on becoming something.
She's not on YouTube. She said that she doesn't want to be on YouTube. She's not doing this for money. This, that, and the third. But if she's not doing it for money, then why are you screaming? He don't do shit for your son.
I'm off
exactly.
Of it.
Talking about some old, because he don't call Blake while he's not with him. I wouldn't want to call either with that attitude. But Chris exactly. did get on his video yesterday and said that when Blake is with him, you know, they'll FaceTime. Blake and her will FaceTime, and Blake really don't talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not mute or anything. He's been talking
he's
more,
quiet.
But he's the quietest out of all four of the children. Even the baby be making noise. But basically, when Blake don't talk, Chris is usually talking, and she's like, Chris is like, I don't want to fucking talk to you. He said that shit.
I definitely wouldn't.
He said that she has said something about, you know, you're gonna be my man one day, this, that, the third. And Chris was like, at that point, I was over it. Like, bitch, what are you talking about? And when people call him, she get mad. Like, they'll be on FaceTime for like 30 minutes, and then she'll get mad when he got to get off because somebody calling. Girl.
She wanted to know fucking way. So bad. That's what that is.
That's
so
all
then
that is.
She gets on live today. I got Blake back. That's all I wanted. Nobody wants him. I got a whole bitch at home. This, that, and the third. Not the
so
way
you
just threw a flip.
Now. Exactly.
You gay now with two kids. Okay. All right. Keep that shit in Detroit.
And he need to start. If he gonna do one night stands, you need to put a condom on, bro.
Period. He like to shoot up the club.
Yeah, you need to start. I ain't even know that nigga had four kids. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Because I don't think, because him and Leslie doing videos now talking about some they fucking raw and all this other shit. I don't think she can have kids. Because Clarence had said that a while back. Okay. In one of the videos that he had, me and her and him was doing going back and forth, which is disrespectful.
I forgot that was Clarence's ex. I forgot.
Yeah. It's real messy.
It is real.
They on there doing, they humping and shit. I said, let me turn this off. Let me turn this motherfucking shit off.
If I was Queen Naja, I'd get my shit and I'd leave all of them alone.
Well, Chris, I mean, the dude Clarence hasn't said nothing. I'm pretty sure Queen shut that shit all the way down. She said, you were not entertaining. I do think it is a coincidence that Leslie had COVID and then all of a sudden Clarence caught COVID. But everybody catching COVID, so maybe they wasn't seeing each other. I don't know. You don't know.
They probably didn't see each other.
I'm just saying. But it's a lot. It's a lot. We're going to pray for Chris.
Yeah.
Chris in Florida living his best life at fucking parks, in love, getting cooked for. Okay. And you know what's crazy? They don't even have all the luxurious stuff, but it just seems like a funner time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Leslie sleeps on an air mattress. Well, she just moved to her apartment. She just moved to her apartment from New York. She don't have shit. She waiting for her furniture to come, but yeah.
Gotcha.
They sleeping on the air mattress, having a blast. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. The best times is when you broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much fucking fun I used to have having $30 in my bank account?
Girl.
And I think also it depends on your age. Like, as you are growing and figuring out what you want out of life, like, those things are to be expected. And people forget that because they watch them all the time on YouTube, but they're pretty young. I mean, they're all, like, growing into.
Yeah, Chris is, like, 24.
Yeah.
With four fucking kids.
Right. That's true. Wow. But it's like, if they have or don't have, 24, I was doing the same things.
Let me triple check. Because I know Leslie. Leslie's like 28, though. Because Clarence is old, too.
Sorry.
And then it was a fucking joke that the baby mama is like, the sister was like, bitch, you're about 40. Why are you acting like that? She got to be like 35. Let's see. He's 25. About 40? He's 25. He's 25.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, born in 1995. Wow. Oh no, he's 26.
Sheena, every time I hear, this is random, but every time I hear that Hours and Hours song by, is it Muni Long or Money Long?
Money Long.
I just think about you. I'm like, Sheena called it. She said that this song is about to be. This is way before everybody. Everybody, it's literally on every other reel that I see.
There's another girl. Well, it's a group, actually. It's a white group, but I can't think of their fucking names. I listened to it on Tidal the other day. I said, this shit is fucking fire. So, yeah, don't worry. I ain't got no more music for y'all right now. Screaming. I'm going to tell y'all on Patreon because I can't say it right now. But just remind me to tell y'all why Kiera got me screaming.
She coming for the snow.
No.
For the snow in.
Kiera got COVID. Well, she says she don't got COVID, but I feel like she does.
Why do you think she got COVID?
I'll tell you on Patreon.
Okay.
Now, have y'all seen the 2010 Mount Rushmore? There's one in New York. There's one in Toronto, one in Raleigh, and one in L.A. It's Kendrick, Nicki Minaj, Drake, and J. Cole. Yes. Yes. And it's really nice. It's really nice.
It is.
I think they're going to be doing that everywhere with the different years. I'm not sure why they picked 2010 to start off with, but who cares? I feel like it's relevant because anytime any of them drop, it's a fucking smash.
So it's basically in every city or whatever that they are from. Okay.
So I don't know why they picked Raleigh for J. Cole, but I get it. But
yeah, the capital or whatever.
Yeah, even though he lives in Raleigh. Don't let him fool y'all. He lives in Mooresville.
Yeah, he lives
actually.
In like Cary or Raleigh.
He lives in Mooresville.
Okay.
Which is
basically Cary and Raleigh.
The case was today. There is, it's continued. They only did the arraignment today. Yeah, it's going to be continued. It was an arraignment. And as soon as I seen it, I was like, fuck. But this was for him violating his probation. That's what that was for.
Being that rolling loud?
Mm-hmm. And I seen it today. I'm like, fuck. Y'all kidding me right now?
They did also reiterate that he is pleading not guilty. He is not taking no pleas. Mm-hmm. Which we already knew that's what he was saying. Shooter.
Shit. That part. That part. Did y'all hear about that gentleman that got shot in Fayetteville?
I can't say I have.
Let me see. I texted to China. His name is Jason Walker. Jason Walker, according to the police, hopped on top of a vehicle and was shot by a off-duty sheriff or police officer of that county. There's videos after of people in Fayetteville recording. It was a tense situation. That they're saying that what the police are saying is wrong. They said that Jason was walking across the street and was hit by the truck, and the man got out and shot him. They said that the police is covering this up.
Oh, so you're saying he was struck by a vehicle?
Yeah, he was struck by a vehicle. Was on the fucking vehicle. He probably fucking smashed the window like, nigga, you don't see me? And he got out. I mean, you know you get hit by a car, you're going to be fucking pissed. So the white man has his family in the car. He's like, oh, pow, pow, pow. Because you're scared.
Like he was scared.
Yes. Because I was talking to my grandma and them, and my grandma was like, yeah, apparently he got on that. Because that's the story I got. He got on top of the vehicle and was banging on his roof. The roof of the fucking vehicle. So my grandpa was like, well, what the fuck? And like, if something like that happened, what the fuck are you supposed to do? I said, well, you back up and wait. Everybody get the fuck out of the car and let him do what he got to do. I'll call insurance later. No, I don't want to pay a deductible, but you don't shoot nobody.
You don't.
So you're going to fucking jail.
Oh, my God. No, he not. He probably ain't going to jail.
No, not in North Carolina.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But if they continue to run with this story, but there's a lot of white activists on TikTok right now that is running with this narrative that he was hit with a car.
White activists?
You heard what I said? Okay. White. They're white. And they're activating for him. Activisting. Yeah. Okay. You heard what I
Bam
is fucking dead. Bam is fucking dead. I'm just fucking saying.
Oh God.
Bam, go ahead. Well, Bree, tell us about Drake and his hot sauce.
Girl,
this bitch don't never bring the heat. Go ahead, Bam. Give it to me, please. So I can use
no. I'm just so basically this young lady that
run the whole story down.
Yeah. So this Instagram model who claims that she had a romantic encounter with Drake, said that Drake puts hot sauce in his condoms, like mixes
wrong,
it in with his
condoms. Bitch. But let you're not breaking the story down.
I'm about to break it down.
With a condom.
They were fucking with a condom.
Yeah, tell the people the right way.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, why don't she just goddamn tell anyway?
No, exactly. Bitch. But,
basically, her and Drake were fucking. She recounts how they fucked. She recounts, oh, he was hitting it from the back for most of the time. And then, you know, he came into the condom. She said he went into the bathroom, you know, obviously disposed the condom. She goes into the bathroom and she starts screaming. Drake hears her screaming. And basically, she tried to put the condom in her vagina, is what she said. But it was burning. She said it felt like her pussy was melting. And so he comes in there and he's like, oh, I put hot sauce in the condom or whatever. And she's like, what? You know, but here's the thing. Drake says this. Drake low-key tried to act like it was cap. He didn't directly respond to it, but he put a post up saying, you know, I'll give you 15 minutes of fame, or I'll give you 15 minutes, I'll take the other 23
I'll give you the other 23. I'll take the other 23 for 45 minutes.
Yeah, he said that too.
I know that's right, nigga.
He said that, and the people felt like it was about this young lady. But my whole thing is, if it is cap, which is probably not, because it's just too fucking detailed, young lady. But if it is cap, why would she tell that story? That's such an embarrassing story.
Why did you go in the bathroom and get that condom? That's the question.
She wanted that fucking baby.
Your nasty ass. Exactly.
She wanted a fucking baby. But that's what I'm saying.
I believe the story because it's so degrading on her part. Like, you literally went in there and, you know, took the condom out and then tried to put it in your vagina.
Yes.
It's hard for me to feel bad for her. Because you shouldn't have been digging in that trash can for that condom in the first place.
Period.
Why are you doing that? You that press?
I agree.
Y'all can hear my
that's the situation.
Y'all can hear my message. Yes. Screaming.
I did. I was like, damn. Okay.
I don't know how to change it. Whatever.
But yeah. And then after that, I saw Soulja Boy's leaked news from his new OnlyFans. Did y'all see Soulja Boy's dick?
I didn't know he was fucking even on OnlyFans, but no, I didn't.
Girl, he is packing. I'm like, why all the skinny niggas be packing? I'm about to show it to y'all. It's
Soulja Boy, tell him.
You know he's trying to remind me of.
Okay. Soulja Boy, tell him.
Who's he reminding you of? Say it.
Did y'all ever watch the show The PJs?
No. Yeah.
You remember
the
crackhead?
I did.
Oh my gosh, Bree. You're saying that Soulja Boy reminds you of him?
Yeah. I'm just not a Soulja Boy fan anymore. I think that's what it is. His music is always like, but his personality is trash. I can't deal. He yells too much.
He aggravates you.
Yes.
Is that cocaine?
Shut up. That's why he remind me of the crackhead. He looked dry. He looked like his skin is drying out as we're speaking right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably. So y'all should have that that picture mail.
I'm screaming. Let me pull up on my computer.
At this time, don't get hit in the fucking face, bitch, with it.
Okay. Yeah. What
am
I looking at here? Let me click.
What, Bree?
Oh, wow. Okay, curve doctor.
What he doing with this is getting me tight.
Okay.
He ain't got no kids. What they must be. Look, it's broke. He been fucking so much that dick broke.
Why you say that? Like. Yeah.
It's bent down. Oh, it's not hard? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's like partially hard. It's like semi.
Why is everybody starting to show their dick? What's up with that?
OnlyFans is paying, child.
Oh, that's right. You did say it was OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what. But yeah, so Soulja Boy done got his shit leaked. And like, so bitches is thirsty. They lusty as fuck over him. And I think that's funny because Bree said it. You know, she can't get into him. And I would never see him that way either. And I'm sure it's a gang of women who felt that way until they seen these pictures. I don't know why he's got that fucking anaconda.
If he put that mask on that Kanye be wearing, then I'll entertain the penis.
I'm screaming.
But if not, I'm good.
I'm screaming.
I am so weak. What went out?
Not sure what that was about. Now,
what went out?
My monitor had went out.
Oh, okay.
I think that's actually a smart idea, though, if Drake really did put that hot sauce in the condom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he just
like,
wanted to fuck.
To just be popping out with babies on me, nah.
Period. He wants to control the situation.
Exactly.
Now, somebody that he didn't really respond back to it, but somebody that needs to speak up is Trey Songz. He needs to do
he
damage
did respond.
Control. What did
he did
okay?
Respond.
Everybody, Trey Songz has rape allegations. I didn't want to say anything until he got a response. A young lady basically said that Trey Songz is a rapist.
Yeah.
There was BB Rexha. You remember her?
In 2018? Oh, the
singer.
She's an entertainer.
Is she? Whatever. She does
BB,
music.
Yeah.
She said that he raped her.
That
raped her. And now, remember Kiki said that. He was right.
Yes, I do remember Kiki said that. There was also another woman in 2018 I remember popping up. Jahara Jefferson?
Okay, well, there was some shit where basically he be forcing himself on bitches. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they trying to they are R-Kellying his ass right the fuck now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's, what did he say, man?
Well, he essentially just said that his attorney spoke on his behalf. His PR attorney said they feel like he will be exonerated 100%.
Well, he's like been going through this.
They're saying that he didn't do that and that he will be exonerated. So basically,
he has an open case right now, right?
Trey Songz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an open case. And the attorney, I know she has like two or three girls. So I don't know if any of those girls, I think the woman Dylan Gonzalez, which is
that was the last one that
basketball lady. She played basketball for a college and she's out in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the Jahara girl was supposedly a sexual assault that had alleged in Miami. And they both have the same attorney. So.
Oh, in 2020, he said, I usually stay quiet on this, but I feel that in many ways, the movement to fight for women who actually have suffered harassment and abuse on various levels has been hijacked by those who find it convenient for themselves to come up as they seek to destroy someone's life.
Mm.
He said that in August 2020. Nigga, you better not be raping bitches.
You better fucking not.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They're gonna take all the good ones, girl.
Oh my god. This actually doesn't have anything to do with Trey Songz, but I saw this clip. Y'all know Ayana Van Zandt. Y'all know her.
Mm-hmm.
Of her show. And it was basically three daughters, their mother and their father. And their mother told them since they were little girls that their father had molested them. So they grew up thinking their father molested them, you know, whatever the case may be. So when they came on the show, the father has been saying for over like 20 years that he didn't touch his daughters. He's like, I didn't touch them. I didn't touch them. But the mother was like, you touched them, whatever. So she told people this, whatever, ran with it, whatever. When they came on the show, Ayana made them take lie detector tests. Y'all, why was the lady lying? The lie detector test showed that he was telling the truth, that he had never touched his daughters, and that she knew, she told people willingly that he had done that to his children and didn't. So they get into this conversation. So first of all, the girls are just distraught, but they're happy to know that their father didn't actually touch them.
Right.
But they're grown as hell, like, with this new knowledge. The father looks like he's about to just break down. And the mother is like, well, why would you not fight harder if you knew you didn't molest them? Girl, it looked like that man wanted to reach across. That's what she said, Brie. Why didn't you fight harder if you knew you didn't molest them?
I would have beat her ass. And to be honest, I would have beat her ass.
They would have had to pull me off her. Seriously. I probably would have looked the other way if I was Ayana.
Yeah, because I would have been in jail that moment from beating her motherfucking ass. You got me fucked up.
That's what I said. Exactly. So Ayana was like, no, you don't get to do that. Nope. You know, she stopped her. And so then she was like, you want to change that language? And so then the lady was trying to apologize or whatever. He didn't accept her apology.
No, I would never.
Yeah.
And if Ayana, I was the kids, I would not talk to her ever again.
And I was, five of them. Well, were they older now?
They're grown as hell now. Oh, every single one of them. Can you imagine your mother, Sheena, or your mother, Brie, telling you that your father molested you, you believing that all your
and
life.
You don't remember any of these actions.
Exactly.
No.
That's sad. Like, how do you, like...
You done fucked up your kids. You know they probably had to go to therapy over that. Being so confused.
Our relationship is bad, me and my father relationship, because of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you that hateful that you would want to do that? Like...
Girl.
And even if you were mad at him to the point where you felt like that was something, you fucked them up too, like you said, the kids. Like, do you not care about them?
Something's wrong with that lady.
Yeah, it was definitely something wrong with
her. I would have beat her motherfucking ass.
They probably would have found her body a couple of days later.
Straight up.
And he was,
you got
like,
me on TV embarrassing me?
Girl, and he was so, you could tell his spirit was so broken. He was just like, this has been haunting me for 20 years. Like, it's affected my relationship with my girls. And his youngest daughter, she was like, oh, thank God, when she heard the lie detector test. But it's just like, how in the hell? And the other two girls were just like, they just look like deer in headlights. I'm just like, people really need to get mental health help. And for whatever reason, that mother, I guess, felt like she would get some attention. I don't know. She tried to, that's what the question was. Did you try to ruin your ex-husband's life? Did you say that you would ruin his life? It was like a couple of really hateful statements in the lie detector test. And she passed all of them. The lie detector, it showed that everything she said was deceitful. And I was just like, yo, I wish we could use lie detector polygraphs more often with people.
That's all you need.
Niggas think that they're smart enough to pass them, though.
You said you're going to get you one? That's some narcissistic shit if you buy you a polygraph test to test yourself.
I think it would be fun. Not for me.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you get it and you be sitting there trying to pass it yourself.
And then, no, that's not why I was going to get it. But actually, that's actually a good idea. But that wasn't why I was going to get it.
Fucking narcissist.
Let me tell you, but for real, niggas do think that they can pass them tests. I was watching the first 48 the other day, and old boy had got on the fucking test talking. He asked the cops for the test. He said, give me the test. I didn't kill him. He gets on the test. He is breathing. The man that's giving him the test is like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just trying to get my breathing together. He like, just breathe normal.
That's me. Because you know what? I'm not taking no fucking polygraph if I did it or not. No. Because I'm going to overthink everything.
Exactly. You're going to probably be like, yeah, she did it.
Because I'm going to be sitting over there talking. I'm going to be like, I did not hit her with a shovel.
He said, he was like, what if I'm sweating already before you ask the question?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to do that. I've been in mad interrogation rooms, bro. If you've been in an interrogation room, your body does this weird thing where you're shaking inside. But you have to, like, what? Like that time at Xerox when they brought me in there for that shit. And it was fucking lady on the phone, the CEO, and the other nigga. I was sitting in there lying like shit, legs just a knocking,
jumping.
I said, I can pass out. Don't ask me to leave now because I'm a pass
out. I stand up right now. I'm out. Y'all got to pick
straight up.
That's so funny.
They was getting into my ass, and I'm like, oh my God.
But yeah, I passed that. A fly on the wall. Oh my God.
Bitch. I heard a heartbreaking story from Renny Rucci on live. Mm-hmm. Randomly, I just clicked on her fucking live. I don't know how I got on here, but I was on here. Mm-hmm. And she was basically saying how she's mixed, how her dad's family is wealthy and her mom is black, and that she has a sister. But she never met her sister, like, as a child. Like, so for the summertime, every other week or so, she would go to her grandma's house. Her grandma's white. So she said they had
a
bedroom.
She grew up with her black mom.
Right.
Right.
They had a bedroom, and the bedroom was hers, and it was a picture of her and a picture of her sisters all around the room. Mm-hmm. They went ahead one weekend. She said she went over there, and all of a sudden her pictures were down out the room. Like, throughout the old house, no pictures of her was up. Mm. And so she was like, well, where's my pictures? Mm-hmm. And then her grandma had to, like, shuffle and put them back up. But come to find out, they didn't tell her dad's daughter that she had a sister. Like, Renny knew that she had a sister, but the other girl didn't even know she existed.
Her full white sister didn't know she existed.
Right. Mm. She said that the relationship after that is weird because she like, y'all niggas hit me. Because they really didn't go out like that. Mm. But I thought about it and I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. For a child to feel like that, imagine growing up. What do you act like? You're on edge about everything because you're angry because your dad's family don't fuck with you. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, her dad might be in jail.
Mm.
For what? I don't know. But I think he's in jail. She don't fuck with him like that because he knows she's famous and everything, but they don't care because they got money. So it doesn't matter to them. That's like if I got famous, my grandma and them really wouldn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, I'm happy that you got money to take care of yourself, but
they don't need nothing. Yeah,
they don't need shit. My grandma told me that. I didn't tell her something. Don't be trying to go out there and flip your car in that snow. If you need help, let me know. I said, who are you talking to?
I'm cracking up.
Why would I need help?
Need help doing what?
paying my bills.
Oh, that's what she mean. Okay.
I say,
like,
grandma,
she
what? Look, I said like this. So,
she is.
Look, I say, oh, you trying to cut a check? I say, give me $5,000 then. That bitch got to screaming on the phone. Yeah, I say, get.
Because you just.
You want to write checks? Give me $5,000.
You know she will write you a check.
So maybe you needed like $100 or something for some groceries or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my grandma would fucking cut the bank. I remember when it was my birthday last year. My grandma was sitting there. She was like, what bills you got to do? And I sure did pull them right on up. Or when my grandpa was getting his eye surgery, it was around my birthday time. I said, here, these are the bills I got right now. That bitch sat there and paid all them damn bills. I said, wow, you're fucking balling, bitch. And she didn't even use her her credit card. I said, girl, you want to do my balling. Credit card statement too? That bitch is balling. She went to bingo and hit. I got it on her birthday or Mother's Day. I'm going to send her about $200 so she can go to bingo. On my mom, I'm doing it. Flip that money, granny. And I'm going, when I come back to North Carolina, I'm definitely going back to bingo, bitch. I'm going to make sure I'm there from Monday to Friday so I can go. Need to go. I ain't never ever planned on staying that long. But I'm going to bingo. Man, I want some more of that Piggly Wiggly chicken. I ain't going to hold you. It's good.
Piggly Wiggly chicken. I'm crying.
Y'all got anything else?
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of the
Piggly
storm.
Piggly Wiggly chicken?
Well, yeah, get you some Piggly Wiggly chicken. No, get you some food, period, guys, this weekend.
Oh, bitch, I'm popping.
Winter Storm Izzy. They're talking about how it's going to touch. It's coming. It's starting in like the Midwest, coming up the Eastern Seaboard. It's definitely going to hit I-95 really bad. North Carolina is going to get hit. We're supposed to get about 5 to 6 inches, which is nothing compared to what we got before. So definitely Sunday, make that a day where you, and it's going to be a lot of rain and snow, which is even more dangerous
and
because
ice.
We are going to have, because we are going to have some freezing temperature. So Sunday, make sure most places is going to be across the whole weekend, honestly. But y'all make sure y'all got you some food. Make sure you got you some water, some movies to watch or something.
I'm going home. I'm going to my parents' house. I'm talking about going home like I don't have a home. I'm going to my parents' house.
Yeah, so make sure you bring everything
flowing.
You need.
Okay. Exactly.
Because you might be working from home there Monday.
Oh, I am. I'm bringing my monitors and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're going to be stuck. You're going to be stuck there for a while. So make sure you don't have to go to the office. Because 95 is not good. 95 is not good for the cleanup, y'all.
That's what they said. They said 95 is going to be rough.
Because if it rains, they won't put salt down. They won't put anything down. If any type of rain comes down.
They already tried to put some stuff down here.
They
have. Seen when I was coming. Okay.
If it rains, it's just going to wash it away and waste y'all resources.
That's the only thing. But yeah, so I think by Tuesday things will be okay. But definitely
I'm
Sunday.
I'm ready. I got so much fucking snacks.
Same. I got so many
groceries.
Real
food. I got chicken. I got charcoal.
I made me some chicken noodle soup last night. It was delicious. And then I'm planning to make some vegetable beef soup. I have stuff for grilled cheese. I got some stuff for tacos.
You sounded like an old lady over there getting all that soup, making all that soup.
Shoot.
You going to do a pot roast too? You going to do a pot roast too?
No, that's I'm going to leave that up to you,
alley.
Granny.
Exactly.
Bet you. And that should be busting too. Busting out the seams.
Yeah. So I don't have nothing else, but I just want y'all to be safe. And
yeah, everybody be safe. For real.
Yes.
You know, keep it cute and all that.
Peace.
Bye, guys. You are now tuned into the Ghetto Gangz Podcast.